everyone, it's Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Let's have a great big hand for the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells.
Yeah! It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the world. They say to have her hair done, Liz flies all the way to France.
Good morning, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. For the next 2 hours, I'd like to invite you in to a 3-hour celebration to the grand ladies of country music, as today is International Women's Day, and with that, we will pay tribute to all the lady singers of country music. So sit back, relax, enjoy this trip down memory lane. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
It's you.
Morning, friends and listeners, Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And for the next 2 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a 3-hour celebration of the women of country music here at CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com. I'd also like to remind y'all that we're still coming to you via the Whitlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. And that with that all mentioned, I would like to apologize for my rough voice this morning, but sadly it's part of the winter season, meaning I have gotten a cold over the last couple weeks, but I will try my best to share with y'all more music than more of my talking today. With that, today is the 8th of March, and with that, it also means it's International Women's Day 2026. With that, I would like to share a full 3 hours of the greatest pioneering women of country music and the true trailblazers. Today, let's open up today's program with none other than Lisa Brokop and her classic recording called Who's Gonna Fill Their Heels? And then we'll follow with an undisputed queen of country music, the true queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells, and her all-time classic signature song called It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. With that, I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you and welcome in to the Way Back with Johnny Show.
This old world is full of singers. Just a few were chosen to tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine life without them. Those legendary ladies who weren't afraid to chase the down-home dreams. No, there'll never be another. or Mother Maybelle singing with her family. The honky-tonk angel, her courage is what made her. Lord, I wonder who's gonna fill their heels. Who's gonna fill their heels? Who's gonna be that strong? Who's gonna be the hero for the ladies yet to come? Who's gonna stand behind the ones that pave the way for me? Lord, I wonder. Much too soon she told this world goodbye. The rhinestones, lace and denim, the mandrel girls and Dolly. And I'll always love you, it still makes me cry.
You know the heart of country music still lives on in you, my sweet mama, in the ache inside your voice as you sang "Stand by Your Man." Emmy Lou, June and Dottie, I can feel them right here with me on the stage where I sing out for them tonight.
Brings us down to guest time on this evening's show, and when I say we have a guest, I mean she's just about the best guest we could have. Let's have a great big hand for the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox playing the tune about the wild side of life. Are saying it brings memories when I was a crystal wife. It wasn't God who made honky tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. Go man to blame.
Well, yes, friends, as we get this show underway, I would like to once again welcome you all into the Way Back with Johnny show. And with that mention, I would also like to send out some special dedications. First of all, for my beloved Mama Dawn, I would like to send out a song by the First Lady of Irish Country Music, Miss Margot O'Donnell, the girl from Donegal. For Mama Dawn, today will be a song called All I Have For You, Mom, Is This Rose. We'll then follow with a song going out in loving memory of my late grandmother and also granny on both sides of my family. It'll be a song by the Queen Mother of Country Music, who we all remember as Miss Mother Maybelle Carter, and it's going to be her all-time classic called Wildwood Flower. We'll then wrap up with another selection of dedications here this morning with a song going out to my good friend Debbie Rogers of upstate New York. It'll be Thank You for the Roses by Miss Kitty Wells. With that, I'd like to welcome you all in and say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
At an orchid, mother dear, I wanted so to buy it just for you, to thank you for your many prayers that heaven only knows. But all I have for you, Mom, is this rose. Still, I hope it shows. Though all I have for you, Mom, is this rose. But all I have for you, Mom, is this rose. I tried to buy that orchid, and Mom, I'll tell you why. Every day should be Mother's Day for you. It's not much to say I love you, but still I hope it shows. Though all I have for you, Mom, is this rose. Yes, all I have for you, Mom, is this rose. Thank you.
just a kiss a day keeps the heartaches away.
This is Rosalie Mavis, and you're listening to Way Back. Thank you for listening.
A kiss a day is just a way to show you care, and you never feel unwanted. Happiness is everywhere.
Way as friends, once again, it's that time in the program to take our weekly trip up into the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call our second home here at the Way Back. With that mentioned, I'd like to send out a special song to my dear friends and family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret in Eganville, Ontario. For them today will be the legendary Ottawa Valley meadowlark and songbird, Miss Gail Gavin, in a song that she recorded of Mac Beattie's called The Old Log Driver's Song. We'll then follow with a song going out to Vic and Linda May Garbett in Iron Prior, Ontario. For them today will be another legendary Lady of the Valley, this time the First Lady of the Ottawa Valley, as she's often been named. And that, of course, is Miss Julie Lynn, and her song called To Hear the Family Sing. And we'll wrap up this set with none other than the singing grandmother of the Ottawa Valley, yes, Miss Edie Thomas, and her all-time classic called The Yodeling Bird. With that, I'd like to say good day to all the Valley listeners.
There's a valley I know where the tall timbers grow, where the Ottawa River flows swiftly along. In the spring, if you go where the headwaters flow, you can hear this old log driver's song. Yo, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go. Keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, hip, ho. Timber did fall. In the spring of the year, when the big drive did steer, you could hear this old log driver's song. Yo, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go. Keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, hip, ho, through the rapids below, where the Ottawa River flows by. It's a mighty long tow from Swesha to Chinon, by Pembroke and Chapeau down to Campbell's Bay. At Port Ashtiford, where they stop for a port and tune up their fiddles to play. Yo, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go. Keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, hip, ho, through the rapids below, where the Ottawa River flows by. For the valley I yearn, someday I'll return, where the Ottawa River flows swiftly along. And if I'm still alive, I'll go back on the drive and sing this old log driver's song. Yo, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go. Keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, hip, ho, through the rapids below, where the Ottawa River flows by. Where the Ottawa River flows by.
Back home we never watched TV, we'd sit before the fire. Mama'd knit, Papa'd sit, because he was so tired. My sister read a book, my brother played his model car, and me, I'd sit by firelight, picking my guitar. And then Mama'd say, would you play that song about I'll Fly Away? So I'd strike out the chords and let them ring. It sure felt good and harmless take out the chords and let them ring. It sure felt good in harmony to hear the family sing.
I'm Gail Gavin from Queen of Quebec in the Ottawa Valley Hall of Fame, and you're listening to The Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock every Sunday. Keep listening. You'll love it.
In my Renfrew County home where I was born.
Now, friends, I'd like to once again welcome you all to turn up your volume on your radios as we pay tribute to another Way Back interview from the blast from the interview past. With that, I was fortunate enough to do in 2021 an interview with the legendary queen of country music, Kitty Wells' children, Mr. Bobby Wright and Sue Sturtevant. With that, this is about a 12-minute interview, which was recorded way back in winter of 2021. Features, yes, Bobby and also sister Sue, and the son and daughter of Miss Kitty Wells and Johnny Wright. Following this blast from the interview past, I would like to pay tribute to Miss Kitty Wells and Carol Sue and a song called How Far Is Heaven. So with that, here now is my interview with the Kitty Wells family.
Please welcome to the show today the family of Johnny Wright and Kitty Wells. I should be talking to you all today. So born into the Wright family of country music, having the Queen as your mother, Miss Kitty Wells, as your father, Johnny Wright, what was it like growing up with the Wells family?
We hopefully it's normal. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really strike you that, you know, how big they were as entertainers. You just don't realize it until you get a lot older.
Just gonna say, true, people used to ask us what it felt like, you know,
yes,
to be the children, and, you know, we would respond, well, this is normal. know. This is all we'd ever know.
Exactly.
Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
And at what age did you exactly know how special they were?
Well, really, I guess it was after we were semi-retired. We didn't really work the road like we did. You realize how many people called her the queen of country music and what she meant to the business. And yeah. Also, Dad was the same way. They grew up in it, we grew up in it, but they started back when country music was just getting started.
And did you want to add something to that, Sue?
Like Bobby said, we always grew up with other stars around us, but to us, you know, Mom and Daddy, everybody was family to them. So we were like, even in Shreveport, Louisiana, I was very young at the time, but, you know, with Hank Williams and all the stars that were down there on the hayride with them. Like Bobby said, we didn't realize they were huge stars at the time, but they were all family because of the way Mom and Dad were.
I see. Okay. And I understand Kitty Wells wasn't your mother's given name. Your father actually had taken it from an old folk song.
Yes, that's true. There was the Ballad of Kitty Wells. Was an old folk song, and they were trying to come up with a name that would be easy to remember instead of Merle Wright. And they just, Ellen Merle Deason or any, they come up with a lot of different names, but they didn't have one that would stick out and they thought people would recognize and it means something. Kitty Wells.
Yes.
It's easy to remember.
And your mother was the true queen of country music. Miss Kitty would be 104. Who crowned her the queen of country music?
You know what? The very first time she was called that was on the Grand Ole Opry.
Okay.
And it was the Solomon Judge.
Oh, yes.
Gave her that name.
Yes.
It was on the Opry at the time.
Okay.
But that was what gave her that title, and but she was the first. And you know, paved the way, the female singer.
And she is the true queen, as far as I'm concerned. There's only one.
Thank you. She was voted the number one female singer for 14 straight years. That's quite a feat.
Yeah, it's for sure, yes. Especially back in those days when there was so many up-and-comers. So talking about your father here for a minute, him and Jack Anglin were part of the team Johnny and Jack. How did this come about?
Well, they grew up together singing duet songs, and they did a lot of gospel songs together.
Mm-hmm.
And they just got to know that they had a good harmony, and they sounded well together. And Jack went into the service, and Daddy got Eddie Hill to work with him for a while, and when Jack got out of the service, come back, they reunited and they started putting out hits.
And among their classics was Ashes of Love, and two of my personal favorites are Lonely Island Pearl and SOS.
Wow,
you got a good memory.
Yes,
Ashes of Love was written by Jim Anglin, Jack's brother. He wrote quite a few songs for Johnny and Jack, and as well, he wrote several for my mom, Kitty Will.
Yes, and where did Lonely Island Pearl originate from?
You got me. Dad listened to hundreds and hundreds of songs every time they would get ready to record. And he was, I guess, considered the song selector. And that one just caught his fancy and caught his ear. And he just decided they were going to go in and then put it down. And you never know until you record something and play it back what you're going to think of it.
That's for sure. I understand what you mean, Bobby. Yes. Another one was SOS. That had quite the intro to it.
That and the Oh Baby Mine, I Get So Lonely.
Yeah.
Bass voice on that one.
Yeah.
But they tried to come up with something different all the time.
I see.
I guess first they used maracas that I know of on a country song with Ashes of Love and Poison Love down south in New Orleans.
Yes.
Daddy likes the upbeat songs.
And he sure could sing them, that's for sure. Your father, Johnny Wright, was also the perfect country music businessman in many ways. I understand he even did his own bus repairs.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
You know, in his childhood, his uncle, Benton Lowe, had a shop, a mechanic shop.
Mm-hmm.
So Dad, as a teenager, would go and work with Benton Lowe. He would let him come over there and work on the cars with him.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He learned a lot at that time, and he could fix anything, you know? know, whatever went wrong, he could take care of it. So when he got a bus, he learned about the diesel engine, went and watched them work on it. So in turn, if the bus broke down on the road, Daddy could usually fix it.
Exactly.
He was incredible.
Yes, he sure was. He wasn't just a singer, but he was a swell businessman too, and a good repairman.
Now, he was, indeed.
I understand that Jack Anglin was killed about this time, 58 years ago. Do you?
Yeah, he was on the way to when Hawkshaw Hawkins and Cowboy Copus and all of them got killed in the plane crash. He was on the way to the funeral home. Mom and Dad were at the funeral home at the time. Roy Acuff and all the country music stars were down there at the funeral home, and Jack was going on his way to the funeral home, and his car flipped over and killed him. Mom and Dad got the message at the funeral home.
And that was a terrible loss in general to country music, let alone your family.
Yes, it was. Dad really was deciding whether he was going to continue his career or not. You know, it took a while. He didn't think he was going to do it, but he decided that in the end he was going to put a family show together and start traveling with the family. So he tried to make do that way, and it turned out to be very successful for him.
And Mother encouraged him to. She wasn't about to let him quit.
Yes.
And it was a very difficult time. It was something that you never forget, for sure.
That's for sure. And also, Johnny had a big part in keeping Kitty Wells active with the song in 1952, It Wasn't God.
Yeah, he was, like I said, he was a great song chooser, I guess you'd say, because he listened all the time, and he listened, and he'd come up with some idea of what he thought she should be recording, and he listened to that, and it was an answer to Hank Thompson's Wild Side of Life at the time, and he thought that would be a great song for her to do the woman's version, so that's how that came about.
Okay. And it really made her a lifelong career out of that one song.
Well, that was the first.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that started. She had other, she had several other number one hits,
yes.
And it had a career that spanned a lifetime, really.
That's for sure.
And
some almost seven decades.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And they did it all together.
That's for sure.
One single. They did it all together.
Exactly. That's right. Now, Sue, you recorded at age 9 a gospel favorite of ours titled How Far Is Heaven.
Right. She had done that, or she had recorded that, one of her earliest songs that she did on RCA. And they decided to redo it with me. I was about 9 years old at the time, and I was fortunate enough to do that. I stood on a Coca-Cola box or two.
Oh, yeah.
To reach the mic, to be at Mama's level.
Yeah.
And it was really an experience.
I bet it was, and it's something you hold on to every day, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Take anything for that.
Exactly.
But just on the Bible also, that was one of her biggest gospel hits, I think.
For sure,
just on the Bible.
Yeah.
And I guess she did both of those songs from then on the stage.
And in the coming years, how would you like to see the family's rich history in country music to be remembered?
That they did it the right way.
Both in name and music.
Yeah, they were true to their fans, their family, friends, and they were just loved.
And there never was any controversy in their careers.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen, that's for sure. Yes, that is true. Well, I want to thank you for a trip down memory lane. It's been a pleasure talking to you all, and may the good Lord bless each and every one of you.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yes, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Friends and listeners, this here's your old host with the most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance. That's until June 1st of 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Now, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that interview with Mr. Bobby Wright and also Sue Sturtevant, the son and daughter of Miss Kitty Wells, the queen of country music. Now, as we turn back the years once again, I would like to pay tribute to the vinyl blast from Vinyl Past Weekend. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's pay tribute to two great Canadian legends of female country singers. Back in the 60s and 50s, there was many female country singers in country music in Canada, but one always has stood out to me is June Pascher, and from her it's going to be an all-time classic called Don't Turn Off the Lights, and then following that we'll also have a classic by Honey West. With that, I will be back following this. Send us into the second hour. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening. Well, now, friends, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and 101.9 FM, as well as www.oshawarocks.com. As I send us into the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show today, I'd like to pay tribute to a collection of great sacred songs. First of all, from Carl and Pearl Butler, one of my favorite all-time husband-wife teams of country music. It's going to be Tell Your Children. Then we're going to follow with Don't Let Me Stray Too Far from Calvary by Miss Connie Smith, the Rolls Royce of country music singers, as she's often referred to. And then we'll wrap up with none other than Miss Martha Carson and her all-time classic called Top of the Mountain. With that, I hope to talk to you on the other side of the second hour, and good morning, friends, each and every one of you.
Of sin. Tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of the King. He will stand upon the Mount of Olives, salvation to a dying world. Thank you.
if we fail to walk the righteous path. It will be too late to beg for mercy at the dawning of the day of wrath. So tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of the King. He will stand upon the Mount of Olives, salvation to a dying world to bring.
As long as I can see you hanging on a distant cross, dying between two common thieves, spat upon and mocked. As long as I can see then I can be what you want me to be. But don't let me walk too far from Calvary. Don't spare the agony of Gethsemane. You hung your head and died. If I can see forgiveness in your eyes of love for me, Lord, I can be what you want me to be. But don't let
of mine, and too
many mountains that I couldn't climb, but today came the answer to sweet peace of mind. I can climb every mountain with his hand in mine. I cried out for help, and I found it. I cried out for strength, and he bound it. A valley of heartaches, true friends turned unkind. They were there till I needed them, then none could I find. Teardrops flowed like an ocean from this heart of mine. Then a man we call Jesus brought sweet peace of mine. I cried out for help, and I found it. I cried out for strength, and he bound it. Peace of mind.